Have you ever visited any of these burial sites?
I've been to Le Moustier. That was one of the earliest burial caves that were found.
And you find there what they buried with the dead?
Yes. These grave burials with grave gear, that is to say, weapons and sacrifices round about, certainly suggest the idea of the continued life beyond the visible one. First one that was discovered, person is put down, resting as though asleep, a young boy, with a beautiful hand axe beside him. Now, at the same time, we have evidence of shrines devoted to animals that have been killed. The shrines specifically are in the Alps, in very high caves, and they are of cave bear skulls. And there is one very interesting one with the long bones of the cave bear in the cave bear's jaw.
What does that say to you?
Burials. My friend has died and he survives. The animals that I've killed must also survive. I must make some kind of atonement relationship to them. The indication is of the notion of a plane of being that's behind the visible plane and which is somehow supportive of the visible one to which we have to relate. I would say that's the basic theme of all mythology.
That there is a world?
That there is a visible an invisible plane supporting the visible one. Now, whether it is thought of as a world or simply as an energy, that differs from time and time and place to place.
What we don't know supports what we do know.
That's right.